Are you a talker? Moreover, I tell you, whoever acknowledges me in the presence of others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge in the presence of God's angels. Luke 12:8. Do you struggle to declare God's goodness in front of other people? Perhaps it's not difficult among like-minded Christians, but what about those you are unsure of? Or perhaps in a crowd that you know is not following God? Do you speak to others with fear and trembling or with bold confidence? Perhaps a little of both. Matthew 10:19 and Mark 13:11 both tell us not to worry about what we will say. The Spirit will give us the words if we will let Him. All too often, we waste precious time rehearsing our responses to a situation when we should be focusing on God and letting Him fill our mouths so full of His words that they tumble out from overflow. I was apparently annoying my sister one day when she turned to me and said, "You sure do love to talk about Him, don't you?" I stopped for a second and considered her question as a wave of peace flowed through my body. "I can't help it. I have to," was my response. As I thought about her question or statement, I realized He was overflowing my heart with words I could not hold inside. Yes, I was annoying her, and I'm sure she didn't hear everything I said. But she saw the Spirit in me, whether she knew it or not. If you're like me, you're not always led by the Spirit. Sometimes in my human selfishness, I can't get out of my own cyclone of thoughts long enough to allow the Spirit to get a word in edgewise. But when I remember my sister's words, I smile. What better feeling is there than imagining the Son of Man acknowledging you before the angels, presenting you as a treasure? Invite Him into your everyday life and speak from the overflow of your heart what is truth. And one day, your name will be announced as you enter the arena of God's angels, and they will applaud you.